For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I interest you in some Guinevere's Garden Delight veggie pizza for free, Jesse, on Thursday at 10 a.m.?
I'm not going to lie. Pizza is kind of the key to the whole operation.
There you go.
Really?
You might be onto something.
Take as much
with you
as you want.
What time do you do this thing on Thursday?
10 to 11 a.m. You get an open invite anytime you want to show up.
Yeah, be amazing.
I usually work out 9:30 to 10:30, but you know, maybe we'll try and make it happen.
That would be so sick. There's a gym here.
You can just work out before.
They have a gym here.
Sounds like he's considering it. He can have all my supply of pizza and then some.
I went yesterday, and then a very, very, very fit man walked in and started working out, and I felt bad. So I left after like 30 minutes. Yeah, dude. I was like, all right.
It's very important. You know how like we say about the Padres, like you can't worry about who's on the other side, right?
Correct.
You got to take care of your own business. It's the same thing with exercise, man. You can't compare yourself to other people. You
got
to worry about you. Do what you need to do. Skip Schumacher walks in there and starts 500.
We lost him a little bit.
We're losing him a little bit.
I think I got his point. Skip comes in, starts working out. I'm leaving immediately.
That's odd because my very first question here to you, Jesse, and obviously you couldn't listen to him last night, but I wondered if you had anything to say to Sam Levitt or any advice that you gave him. He did an outstanding job filling in for you while you were filling in for Don on television yesterday. It's a really nice moment for Sammy, I thought.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's been a little under the weather. So he passed by me yesterday and I said,
"You ran.
Keep your distance."
Yeah.
But then I gave him a fist pump and I said, "Hey man, go get him." You know, that's all he needs. He knows what he's doing. And you know, I remember having that opportunity for the first time, you know, at the beginning of my career. And you know, it can get in your dome a little bit if you allow it. And I don't think he did. So that's really, you know, keep it simple. Like you would say to anybody when they're doing a big thing for the first time, "Hey man, go get them." Like, you know what you're doing. That's it. You don't need any advice. You don't need any, you know, sort of hand holding or anything like that. So I was excited for him. And, you know, it was fun for us to bring the radio crew to the TV side. That was weirdly, familiar yet unfamiliar last night with Tony, but we had a good time and I'm sure it was great next door as well.
Well, you guys crushed it too. I got a chance to sample both. Do you remember? Remember your first game? Do you remember the details? Who pitched? Who played? Like, do you remember the feeling? Probably the waiting around all day for you'd want that game to be at like 10 a.m. Like, let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep last night, so I'd like to just go ahead and get this thing over with.
I think the first one I did, and it might have been the second, but I think the one I remember was Roger Clemens was pitching for the Astros.
Wow.
In those brick red uniforms in Miami, and the Marlins won the game. It was like either 1-0 or 2-1, something like that. And here's a name to remember. Reggie Abercrombie hit a home run against Roger Clemens. That was, I think, the difference in the game. That's my general vague recollection of it. And it's funny because I really do remember more about the beforehand and, like, you know, the PR guys for the Marlins at the time. And I mean, this is like, I don't know, 2006, you know, coming in and being like, "Hey, you know, remember, breathe through your nose, not your mouth." And I'm like, "Wait, what do you mean?" And they're like laughing, you know, just trying to play around with me a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was cool. It was fun. It's one of those things, you know, you remember forever. And look, the most important thing, you know, for me then and for Sam is like, you know, that for what we do, like, you now have a tape, you know, you can say, "I have done a major league game." You have proof you can do a major league game. So, you know, like any job you're looking for in the future, you know, that's the lead. And that can be huge. So very exciting certainly to be able to get that opportunity.
We've been a radio show for 6 years. We don't have a tape, honestly. We don't have a tape.
That's so if somebody came to you tomorrow, from like a big national broadcast, so yeah. Let's say YouTube came to you and said, we want you guys to do a show.
Yeah.
Give us a sample of what you do.
I'd say go to Instagram.
Like every single show we do is now completely available on YouTube.
Yeah, go
at
search
any time.
YouTube.
You could watch anything you wanted. So
I got no greatest
maybe
hits.
The concept of a tape is starting to get a little
outdated.
Potentially.
I think they would say, no, you
I want a tape.
So
I
you get, you know, Pauly puts it together real quick, and there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Pauly.
Yeah, instead of Pauly, tape. That's the secret weapon. That's right.
So, Jesse, I said this yesterday, and see if you agree. The Twins and the Padres are kind of mirror images in the American and National League. Same record, essentially, chasing down a team in their division that's a couple games ahead in a wild card spot. And I thought the game yesterday, while it's August, it's the dog days, felt very much like a way a playoff game sometimes goes. You know, scoring early runs on some ground outs, one big hit somewhere, and big bullpen action at the end to close it out. It just kind of felt like a playoff game a little to me last night.
I mean, that's how the Padres play and that's how the Twins play. As you said, you know, I mean, those mirror images go beyond just the record and all that. I mean, it's very much the style of play. It's very much, the strengths of the two teams mirror one another as well. So yeah, I mean, look, the Padres are at their best when that's kind of what the offense looks like. You know, not that they had as many hits last night as they generally do, but you know, that's kind of the MO is like, all right, hey, if we get a runner on third, you know, less than 2 outs, we're going to get this guy home one way or another. Might be sexy, might not be. Even the win in Colorado on Saturday, first couple of runs came home on outs. So, you know, and generally this year when they've done that, bigger things have followed, as obviously was the case last night with the Merrill hit. So, yeah, I mean, the Twins operate very similarly. You know, neither one of these teams is really going out there trying to hit home runs, but they certainly have the guys who have the ability to put the ball out of the yard, and it was not carrying last night. So, you know, I mean, I don't know at what point that became obvious to all of us or to the guys on the field who probably
Christian Vasquez
more quickly. Yeah, there you go. I mean, he
thought
stepped
he
into
had,
that thing.
He thought he had something there, man. He gave the look out at Michael King, like, got you, and started the trot. And it was like, nah, bro, that's 20 feet short. Welcome to Petco Park.
Yeah.
You're not in Minnesota
anymore.
It was
old school Petco last night. It really was. And so even more so, you know, having that approach ends up being, you know, critically important because if you're leaning back, you know, trying to get into the home run, you're probably, as you saw, like as you just said, going to be left short. So, yeah, I mean, the other thing that kind of made it feel playoffy is that the Twins pinch hit more than any team in baseball. How about Manuel Margot? That was his 32nd pinch hit plate appearance of the season, more than anybody in baseball. And I love the guy, so I hesitate to say this, but
over.
He is over.
I'll say it.
Over.
What?
Over.
Really?
Over 32. In the
they
pitch.
Keep throwing them
well,
out there.
I think it's 0-28 with some walks.
0-28 with some walks, yeah.
Yeah.
Rocco, Chase, man, it's what like, are you guys doing?
It's just square peg, round hole. What are we doing here? You figure at some point, though, he's due.
He's, due,
he's
yeah.
going to get one at
right.
some
there
come, point.
Yeah, like if you're going to stop using him, it probably happens right at like 0-12 or 0-13. And then beyond that, you're like, all right, well, at this point, he's got to. You know, and now here he is, but he'll probably be in the starting lineup against the lefty tonight. So.
Did you get a chance?
That's pretty wild.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you get a chance to chat with former skipper Jace Tingler? They did a little brief flash, we'd forgotten to mention it yesterday. He's the bench coach for Rocco Baldelli, and they, you know, panned down to the dugout. I went, oh, there he is, the old skipper. Did you get a chance to catch up with Jace?
I did not. By the time the Twins all came out, some of the Twins were out early. He was not. He was obviously working in the office inside. So by the time the Twins all came out, we were already back upstairs, but definitely want an opportunity to see him, you know, probably today. You know, such a weird brief era. Like, there was some playoff stuff. There was excitement. There was Slam Diego, but like, it's also COVID and, you know, all the strangeness that went along with that. And, but yeah, you know, a nice guy who was always extremely respectful to like us and what we do. And you know, that was his first opportunity. And, you know, a guy that I think was trying to figure it out on the fly a little bit, but somebody who gave everything he had, certainly, to this team while he was managing it.
Jesse Agler is with us. Jesse, do you feel there's almost like an urgency now when you get to like the fifth and sixth innings? Like, if the Padres have a lead, that feels pretty pivotal at this point, especially on a night like last night when you can go with your Adam, Scott, Suarez trio. Yes, we know the acronym, Woods, to finish off the game. And that was pretty much on the field what A.J. Preller had dreamed up on paper when he hit to the trade deadline.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's, you know, it's very, very easy to watch, you know, the pitching from last night and think October. You know, I mean, it's exactly what you said. It's how you dream it up. You know, you get a starter who's able to go six, keep you in the game, you have a lead, and you turn it over to a trio of guys, and obviously there's even more than those three that you can use that are just untouchable. And that is how you win in the postseason. That is how you go deep into October, is having options like that and shut down guys like that. You know, multiple people in your bullpen who literally, in one case here, were or could be on other teams. That is the name of the game. And every year, you know, you see it more and more. The starters' workload is reduced in the postseason, and teams really lean on their bullpen. You know, and particularly when you think about the playoffs and all the off days that are built in right there, it does allow you to reset a little bit with the bullpen more regularly than, you know, the Padres would be able to right now during this stretch of 18 games in 18 days. So this is a playoff bullpen. That's what it was made for. That's what it looked like last night. And it's definitely a reason to be excited.
Talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. Last one for me, just you're around the team all the time. And I don't know that anybody's even asked Schulte this question. And it's something I think that we can just kick around for fun. But is there talk of the division? You know, and they know how close it is. They know exactly how many games out they are. For sure, you'd be a fool not to. But is that something that based on your perception or combos you've had with the guys, they're like, no, we're gunning for this division? Or is that just go out and win today's game?
I mean, I think that's been the goal from February, whatever, when they showed up in Peoria. Yeah, I mean, those of us on the outside who said, hey, you know, the Dodgers, blah, 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 100-win juggernaut, da-da-da, you know, like, okay, that's what all the punditry was going into the season. I don't think the players ever cared about that. I don't think the players ever considered that. These guys show up and they expect to win the National League West. Like, that was the mentality when they got there at the beginning of the year. Now, whether it happens or not, we'll find out, you know, 40 games to go or whatever it is. And that's always been one of the goals. But yeah, of course, the primary goal for this team is winning the World Series, has been from day one, continues to be today. So whether that happens via the wild card or whether that happens via a division title is, I don't want to say irrelevant, but I think everybody, you know, realizes that like, you don't have to win the division to win the World Series. That's apparent, obviously, looking at baseball the last several years, and even more so now with the extra wild card spots. But of course their goal is to win the National League West. And, you know, you're playing the Dodgers 3 in LA next to last series of the season. You know, if it's this tight, then that's going to be wildly, wildly fun for all of us. And, you know, you'll be able to tell very clearly from pitch one, and probably from even before that first game at Dodger Stadium begins, how much it matters. You're going to see it in their faces.
Yep.
You're going to kind of hear it in their words. So, yes, of course. Of course. Again, though, you know, don't get it wrong. It's not about, you know, the division at the end of the day. It is about the World Series.
Love
That's
it.
What matters. But
Love
do
it.
They want it? Of course they want it.
So, Jesse, I have heard that you are willing to take Song Lyric Incorporator to Padres.tv tonight, which is
amazing.
Very impressive.
Amazing.
I need to explain. On the radio, it's a challenge. You nailed it last week, but it's just you and Tony and Dave Marcus, and you can really do what you want. On television, you've got producers in your ears and graphics to coordinate with and everything. It's a bigger challenge. So this is, I'm impressed that you're taking it onto TV for us.
Well, if you read the article, Dave is also in Jesse's ear.
A little bit.
He's in Jesse's ear a little bit.
I don't think Jesse has to worry about Dave, though, as much as he does, like, the graphics guys and the producer and the director and the truck.
That's true.
With Dave. So what we've been doing
is... How nice was that story?
Oh, so nice.
We talked about it yesterday. What a great piece on the great Dave Marcus. He is such a gem. All right, so we've been picking something to do with the opponent and where they're from. And with Minnesota, it was pretty obvious where we were going with this week's song lyrics. So here you go, the incorporator for Jesse tonight.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Oh, there it is.
Yes. What a jam.
Prince, Let's Go Crazy. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
What an epic song.
I don't know where it comes into a baseball broadcast.
Tremendous lyric, tremendous artist. So beloved in that place, of course.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's funny, I was actually trying to wedge in something Prince related last night at one point, and I actually thought to myself, they're probably going to hit me with Prince tomorrow.
Yep,
so let's not overdo it.
Yeah,
and we're ready to go.
Look, this is like
the pump.
This is like mind melding here. This is great. I love this. I love this, man. Yeah, that will be a fun one for you to do. Fun one for us to hear, as usual. Thank you for your
Jesse. Have a good broadcast, and we'll see you on Thursday at 10 a.m. here at the Sound Space for the roundtable.
Look forward to it.
All right, save me a slice.
All right.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.